Listen, Hoodie Mike in a building, Big Sosa in a building, Gazer Gazer. I'm on my meditation stuff, you know what I'm saying? Meditation grind. Look here, Mr. Johnson. This week's case study, Ted Bundy, you know what I'm saying? The main man, Ted Bundy, one of the main mans, right? Let's get right into it, you know what I'm saying? In August 1975, Ted Bundy was arrested for the first time of suspicion of burglary. Bundy was arrested again for attempted kidnapping, where he quickly escaped out of the window. He made his way for Tallahassee, where he rented an apartment near Florida State University under his name, Chris Hagen. Under the name Chris Hagen. He would act like a college student and go to parties, find women he liked. He was arrested again in 1978 for raping and mutilating 12-year-old girl. Ted Bundy would often decapitate the hands of his victims and keep them. Sometimes he would rape his victims, most cases, and then beat them to death. You know, that's what he did, you know. He kill them, cut their heads off, beat them to death, you know what I'm saying? He's one of the worst killers in history. Ted Bundy was a suspect, and he was the killer. His defense attorney was John Henry Brown. Victims were Carol Darroch, Kimberly Leach, and his ex-girlfriend Elizabeth Klopfer, and et cetera, many more, probably. Where was he around? Bundy confessed to killing 36 women. But experts believe that the final tally mark have been closer to 100 or more. An eye bite mark was found on Lisa Levy's left buttock, which was analyzed, later led to the bite mark analysis, which played a huge part in putting Bundy behind bars. Legal outcome: Ted has been in trial 2 times. For the first time, he was found guilty. However, he escaped out of a window while the guard was distracted. Second time he was on trial, Ted was his own lawyer, which was not in his best interest because he was found guilty again. February 10th, 1980, he was sentenced for a third time to death by electrocution. And then they electrocuted my man. Oh, he ain't my man. Well, they electrocuted the dude, bro. And while I reflect off this case was famous because, I mean, he killed a good amount of people, and this case shows people they have to be more self-aware about people they trust and who they know. And this guy killed a lot of people. He manipulated a lot of women to do what he wanted them to do, and he killed a lot of people, and that's why this case is famous. And this, I guess, is telling us to be aware and be cautious of what we need, of what we're doing. But yeah, Mr. J, that's it for this week, know what I'm saying? Mamba out, know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Kobe.